This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a walking while texting ban to come somewhere in California. We'll tell you about that with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. He's Ralph, calling from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know the situation in Las Vegas is what I want to talk about.
Thank goodness you finally are going to talk about something new. All right.
I bet he's
well,
not.
We're gonna.
Are you going to do it without blaming the previous president?
Of course, I will blame that caper animal. In that the previous pronouncement of. El Negro goes along this line. If you go on a fight, if they bring a knife, bring a gun into the fight. Didn't you all remember that one?
I don't remember it,
but this guy wasn't in a fight. He busted a hotel room and shot, injured 500 people.
Hundreds of feet in the air. Nobody was directly opposing
Would
him.
Would you say this guy was an animal, Ralph?
That is what. You know, what
Liberals
are saying, and I will not disagree with,
Okay, he's an animal.
Description of, the animal.
You're getting way too obscure here, Ralph. Focus,
yes.
Focus like a laser. What was the point of your call? Why were you calling tonight?
Well, definitely, I would like to believe that Obama was a factor in what happened there. If you're going to find the note,
he was so mad that he wanted Obama back in office. He was going to start killing people until it happened.
Obama doesn't have any power anymore. He never really had a whole lot in the first place.
He's a detestable. Let me tell you something, Melanie. Obama, in my opinion, is a detestable enough individual that there was a golf tournament that happened in New Jersey. I didn't know that there is a golf course around, Liberty State Park. That's where the Statue of Liberty is.
What's that have to do with golf course? All right.
Detestable enough individual that he appeared on a weekday together with George Bush and Bill Clinton, but Trump chose to not be there. Instead, she showed up.
Talking about.
Instead, President Trump showed up yesterday, as a matter of fact, last Sunday. Okay? And Speaking of the mayor of Puerto Rico or San Juan, the only saving grace that one has is the fact that, unlike Maxine Waters, she is not black. That's the only saving grace.
Is the saving grace?
You're saying that the Puerto Rican
governor
is
right.
Not black? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it's
saying. Well, look it up. Carmen Yellen.
I don't care. That's Carmen the thing. I don't Yellen care Cook. What color somebody is.
I'm not obsessed
is.
About people's complexion.
Yeah, it's their ideas. It's their actions. That's what matters. Thank you for the call, Ralph. You're even more indecipherable than normal. You started to remind me more like Ricky. Yeah,
it's like three stories in a row. What?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So you can bring up anything that you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, why do racists want to call radio? Why aren't you calling, why do I have to take Ralph?
I don't know, Mark. That's a darn good question. I mean, it is open phones every night here on Free Talk Live, and there are just certain people who they understand what that means, and they're willing to take advantage of it to push whatever their perspectives are.
We're going to get people who are already kind of outcasts because people are afraid of messing up, saying something wrong,
sane
and being attacked.
People don't want to call
if
and say sane things.
If you're already kind of kicked out, then you have nothing to lose by calling us and saying absolutely anything you want.
Hmm. I don't think you really have anything to lose by calling the show. I mean, you don't have to use your real name. You don't have to use your real location.
Here's a very simple question for people who can call in and then therefore keep me from taking the next lunatic. What would you do to prevent the next shooting like this one? What's your solution? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, so you can bring up anything that you want as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The Guardian reporting on the continuing drama out in Catalonia, which we've reported on quite a bit over the last couple of days here on Free Talk Live. For those of you maybe just tuning in who don't know what's been happening in Catalonia, there was a major conflict over the weekend between people who wanted to vote in a referendum, a non-binding referendum, to kind of take the temperature of the people of Catalonia to see if they wanted to secede from Spain. And the Spanish government mobilized thousands of armed men and women, the police, national police, coming in there and literally occupying voting facilities, sealing them off if they could, and arresting and kicking and pulling hair of people who were just simply trying to get to the polls. Stealing ballots, by the way, also stealing millions of ballots in advance, stealing ballot boxes on the day of. It was a crazy situation we reported on yesterday. Simon Jenkins has thoughts over at The Guardian, though. This is an opinion piece, which he titles, "From Spain to Iraq, States Have to See That Suppressing Secession Won't Work. Forget Brexit. The referendum that really matters is Sunday," that was yesterday, "in the wealthy Spanish province of Catalonia and its great city of Barcelona. A Catalan vote for independence from Spain would trigger a similar vote in Euskal Herria, the Basque country, and start Spain down the road to disintegration. The outcome of the referendum is considered too close to call, which is why the Madrid government has declared it illegal and done everything in its power to suppress it, including, by the way, floating in cruise ships with Looney Tunes characters on the sides of them.
Full of cops.
Full of police. Anyone who thinks Balkanization was a 19th century phenomenon is a fool. Earlier this month, the Kurds, the world's largest, quote, people without a state, unquote, voted to secede from Iraq, not to mention the Kurdish regions of Iran and Turkey. War beckons. Secession in Ukraine has produced two de facto states. Yemen is fighting itself. Myanmar is seeing the enforced secession of the Rohingya, whom a majority of Burmese do not want living in their land. In Britain, Brexit itself is a form of secession. When sovereign states see their power eroding, they act irrationally. The Spanish government's attempts to suppress Sunday's vote with police raids, media censorship, and imported riot police could hardly be more counterproductive. It was London's inept denial."
Right. I mean, he's absolutely correct here. The best thing that Spain could do is say, this vote doesn't count. So they say that it's this, you know, we are not going to, this vote is meaningless. And therefore, when people went and voted, they could say, well, look, the results are tainted, and that's it. They could let people vote if that's what they want to do, but strategically, they gave the high ground. They moved troops in, mm-hmm. and that's going to change. That changes people's minds. There are now pictures of cops doing flying kick jumps down small flights of stairs in order to harm Catalonians that wanted to vote.
That's right.
That's going to convince, for one, it gives sympathy to the world gives sympathy, and secondly, there are Catalans and people within the Catalonian region who now say, wow, I wanted to be part of Spain, but my God, they moved the cops in and they kicked my friends.
That's right.
And that's it.
Pulling hair, man. I mean, that video that you're talking about, which wasn't just pictures, it was 30 frames a second. It was video of these cops at what appeared to be one of the school voting locations. Literally, one of them does a drop kick down the stairs and kicks somebody. He then proceeds to throw a different woman down the stairs.
And out of control.
Other people are being thrown down the stairs, grabbed by the hair, pulled out of the building. I mean, just absolute violence and just despicable violence. Anyways, the author here at The Guardian points out it was London's inept denial of devolution to Scotland in the 1980s that stirred Scottish nationalism.
Yep.
It was in large part the breakneck pace of the EU's buildup of power.
I'd like to point out that in the 90s, Canada allowed Quebec to have a secession vote, and they chose not to leave. The United States has allowed Puerto Rico to have these votes on a regular basis, and people dither. They're like, you know, there's not enough votes because people can't come to a conclusion. But I can assure you, if you sent down the federal marshals to Puerto Rico and you said, no, you may not leave, that you'll have the majority voting yes to leave.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on Secession. Your call's welcome.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The 3 most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.lrn.fm.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Talking secession and how it's the violent responses of governments like the Spanish government is only going to backfire and empower the secessionists. and we can continue and take your calls and thoughts as well. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about how things have been with your MyPillow.
Well, I love MyPillow. It's the best pillow that you can get, in my opinion. There are lots of pillows that will hold your head and neck in the right position. If you get headaches on a regular basis, first place to start looking, pillow.
Mm.
You know, those down pillows, I used one for years, and you know, if you're young, maybe that's fine, but you're getting a little age on you, those things are bad news. They collapse, they get flat, and pretty soon your head's all cranked down to the side while you're
that's
trying
no
to sleep.
Good.
Yeah, it's bad news. Those crappy pillows you get, the cheapies from the big box stores, yeah, that's not a pillow for an adult. You got to have something that holds your head and neck in the right position. I certainly had pillows that were like that. I paid good money for pillows that would hold my head and the neck in the right position. However, none of them could I wash. My pillow is the only pillow that you could both wash so that the disgusting dust mites out of, and it'll hold your head and neck in the right position. So I highly recommend MyPillow.
Yep, and you can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, and you will get half off of your MyPillow, or two for the price of one, whatever way you want to look at it. It's over there at MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. The opinion piece at The Guardian's basically trying to let governments know, hey, this whole suppressing secession, it's not going to work. In fact, it's going to hasten the demise of the various different states of the world from their current status. And the most recent and most insane examples coming out of Catalonia, Spain, over the weekend, where police were literally using tear gas and truncheons and rubber bullets to attack people that just simply wanted to go and vote. We're not talking about people who were destroying property or people that were, you know, doing dangerous things. These are people who wanted to go and cast a ballot. And I guess from the state's perspective, that's a dangerous thing at this point. Allowing people to vote and have their voices be heard on the issue of secession is of grave danger to the Spanish state. At least that's the way they saw it. And as the author at The Guardian points out, he says that it was also London's inept denial of devolution to Scotland in the 1980s that stirred up Scottish nationalism, and it was in large part the breakneck pace of the EU's build-up of power that drove Britain to the Brexit door. The trouble is that democracy, as the will of the people, does not say which people. Britain defended.
Yeah, right. This is really the trick, is that, you know, you want to. There's a gerrymandering case sitting in front of the Supreme Court right now where I can't remember what the state is, but essentially, I think it was the Republicans got 40-something percent of the vote, but are currently holding 60-something percent of the seats. Huh. What did that happen?
Britain defended the wish of the Falklanders to stay British, but not the citizens of Hong Kong or Diego Garcia. Britain went to war for Bosnia and Kosovo to secede from Yugoslavia and Serbia, respectively. It would be happy if Northern Ireland voted to secede and rejoin the Republic of Ireland. Yet it frantically opposed Scottish independence. Secession is a concept riddled with double standards.
Yeah.
And you'll see the United States government doing the very same thing, where the U.S. government will cheer on other countries that are involved in secessionist movements.
Well, it's interesting, like, the United States government is ambivalent as it could possibly be about Puerto Rico becoming or not becoming a state, or leaving the United States as a protectorate, or, you know, do what you want. I'm sure they would allow Guam and Micronesia, and which I think is part of Micronesia. Anyway, you know, any of the U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm sure they'd let any of these territories do whatever they wanted. But by
once you
God,
join, you can't leave.
Hawaii was voted, you know, a bunch of soldiers go to Hawaii and vote to make it a state of the union, and now that's a, you know, it's a capital offense. We're going to have to do whatever it takes to make them stop. It's nuts.
The only sensible conclusion is to acknowledge the right of territorial groups to form some sort of, to some form of self-rule. The liberty of a democratic state to impede its own breakup is qualified by the right of its provinces to decide for themselves how they want to be governed and by whom. The peaceful partition of Czechoslovakia was a case in point.
Yeah, where does the right of a territory get to decide, you know, its fate? They were saying that essentially that the state gets to have an opinion on whether or not a particular province secedes or not. No, It shouldn't. The state should be a service organization, right? Like, that's the that's the story that we're told.
Where if you're not being served, you can opt out.
Right, obviously. And, you know, you should be able to choose whether or not you want to be served by that organization, or you want to opt out of that organization and have another one serve you, or create your own. I mean, that's simple.
Where agreement is not reached, secession is the default. The alternative is conflict and, in the extreme, violence. And that's why the issue is not secession as such, but the state centralism that is usually its cause. The conflict between Madrid and the Basques led eventually to compromise and autonomy light. This must surely be the sensible outcome of the Catalan dispute. How superior power treats inferior rights has lain at the root of politics since the dawn of time.
Yep.
Devolution is not an option, but a necessity. And I think that...
Right. We don't live in a world where you can hide the state's activities anymore.
Nope.
Everybody's carrying around a camera go live on the largest social media, the largest news platform the world's ever seen at any point. You can't have Darth Vader doing drop kicks off of staircases on citizens' heads anymore. Sorry, you can't do it.
Well, they can, and they did, but it's not going to benefit them in the long run.
They're
going to
get it.
I sure hope they get gone.
I mean,
at
that's
least.
The picture that's going to, you know, that's the one that's going to change things.
Yeah. And we're going to keep
Thanks,
our eyes
Darth
on this.
Thanks, Darth Vader. You caused this to happen.
Yep, and we are going to keep our eyes on the Catalan secession movement as much as possible. Of course, if you hear things that we, you know, haven't talked about yet, because we are, by no means are we, you know, connected to the ongoing, you know, ins and outs of what's happening there. We're just getting some of the major headlines. So if there's something exciting that we're missing, you've got to bring it to us. You've got to get on the lines with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Sarah in New Mexico.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
You're on the radio.
Yes, Ian, did you hear my opinion about why our traffic fatalities went down here in New Mexico? It actually went down.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying something about it, but I put it...
Did it have something to do with alcohol?
Well, you know what? I have my opinion. You know that we have a massive exodus out of New Mexico. We had almost like 70,000 or 80,000 people that moved out of here.
Hmm.
That means...
I thought you said it was the rapid transit that did it, but go ahead.
Well, you know something? My explanation is that we have like 100,000 less cars. I don't know how much cars got taken out of New Mexico. So that is that much cars, like, slamming into each other. If there's less people, less cars on the road, it's less accidents.
Hold that thought, Sarah. We've got some news that we wanted to get your opinion about regarding cell phone users walking around in crosswalks, possibly being banned in San Mateo County. And you can share your thoughts with us. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As Sarah writes...
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in to join us there. Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, there's a, not a walk-a-thon, but like a walk, 5K walk for cancer kids that we're going to be taking part in that we get to decide when and where.
That's right. It's a virtual walkathon, which means that people all over America are doing 5Ks by their, you know, at their own
their schedule.
Yeah, their schedule, whatever's convenient for them. And we're participating. If you go to walk.freetalklive.com, you can join Team Edge to walk for St. Jude and help with the research for cancer. It's helping directly. It's helping kids with cancer, their families. They don't have to cut a check. St. Jude is helping them and taking care of them. Indirectly, it's helping everybody because cancer research is done at this hospital, and you know, you got to work on sad cases in order to find solutions to this greater problem. So I think that you can help. You can show your gratitude for healthy children if you've got them, and that's what. That's why I support St. Jude, because I've been so blessed. My kid's so healthy, and everything's great. It would be so awful to be in this predicament that families are in, and even worse, to be broke after it's over. So, you know, whatever the case may be, it's walk.freetalklive.com to help us help kids with cancer and help the human race. Walk.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you were calling in about traffic fatalities. You believe that they are down simply by virtue of the fact that there are fewer people in the New Mexico state, and I think that could very well be a factor. If there aren't as many people driving around, then it would seem that there might not be as many traffic accidents. So I think you may be on to something there, but ultimately that doesn't mean that traffic accidents have stopped entirely or that cars are any less dangerous simply because there are few of them around. And so when it comes to crossing the street, if you're not drunk, that increases your odds of crossing the street safely, as we found a lot of people that are involved in the traffic accidents involving pedestrians. This is because the pedestrians are drunk and literally stepping out in front of oncoming traffic. But
that's bad.
Nonetheless, one other reason might be because somebody is looking at their cell phone while crossing the street. Sarah, how do you feel about the upcoming potential ban in San Mateo County, California, banning people from being in crosswalks while on cell phones?
Well, you know what? I think that's a pretty good idea. It really is, because the responsibility is equal on the pedestrians and the drivers. You know what I'm saying? Because you just can't be after the drivers only.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I absolutely agree with you on that. In that, I don't support the banning of the cell phone in the crosswalk, but I agree with you that it is the dual responsibility of everyone who's out there on the streets or on the sidewalks to be aware of their surroundings.
Ultimately, your safety is your responsibility.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. Let's go to Aaron in northern Alabama. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Listening, I think you're in the Huntsville area.
Yeah, I'm up yonder, boy.
You're listening to WBHP. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in response to what you guys were talking about would you basically take care of business or do what you had to do if you were in that position with these cats, these maniacs out there. And my philosophy on that, down here we have, and we've had it probably 6 years, 5 years now, we have an open carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I practice that religiously. And
excellent.
I'm one of the most sweetest people you could ever run across.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if, how do you say it? Okay, well, you got these, the brightly colored frog, man, you don't want to mess with him. He's not harming anybody. And I look after my mother religiously. She's elderly. I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been shooting since I was 9 years old. This is just what we do down here. And, I'm an educated individual. It's just that, yes, if you were in that position where you had to do the right thing, you choose the right thing to do.
What position are you talking about? Are you talking about the man?
I think you were talking about when I said if I was walking down the hallway.
Are we talking about the shooter in Vegas and what somebody could have done
sir.
If they were if they were
that's,
in the building?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because, I'm not a Bible thump or anything like that. But if you don't stop that when it occurs and you have the ability, you got a problem. Even whatever, if it costs you, then it costs you. But to save people's lives and stuff like that, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're saying it's morally wrong to do nothing in a situation where you could do something?
Yes, sir. That is.
I agree with that.
I'd say you ought to. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's incumbent upon you.
Is it immoral?
I don't think it's immoral, no. But I think that there's something beyond morality.
Sir, it would be moral not to do anything about it. If you have the skill, and now, like I said, I've been shooting since I was 9 years old, and I have some heavy equipment, but I'm the sweetheart. But do not expect to proliferate evil or anything like that and take innocent lives of people, when you have the ability to stop it because it is the right thing, you should choose the right thing.
Yeah, so if you have a clean shot, and that's going to be different for different people based on skill level and what weapon they have on them and everything else, but if you have a clean shot and someone is right now murdering people and that's clearly what's going on,
mm-hmm.
it's not a NAP violation, but it is heinously immoral to just not do anything about it. Because the way I look at that is, you have a choice and it is up to you. Are a bunch of innocent people going to die, or is this one guy who has it coming going to die?
Okay, so Aaron and Melanie, I love that you guys are going to take the initiative and do the right thing. And I would call it the right thing.
I would definitely choose to do the right thing at any cost because it's the right thing. And not because I'm a Bible thumper or anything like that.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm going to give a counterpoint here. I don't think that it's immoral, and I consider morality a different level. I think that what you're doing is right, but it's above what is moral. And here's the point. The point is that everybody doesn't have the same judgment. And if everybody doesn't have the same judgment, some people have better judgment and some people have worse judgment. I'm going to presume, for the sake of this argument, that you and Melanie have good judgment. But I know that there are lots of people who don't. And I don't want people with bad judgment trying to figure out what's going on in any given circumstance, especially when deadly force is involved.
Well, right, but if it's a situation where you have to see if you can figure it out, then it's not as clear a situation. I'm talking about when you have a clear shot, and it is 100% clear what the case is.
Absolutely. The thing is, you are responsible to undertake it, you are responsible for every round that leaves your weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not make the mistake of not hit. And not everybody has spent 40 some odd years like I have.
Aaron, I got to say, I appreciate what you're saying. I thank you for calling to share your opinion with us tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is it immoral to save yourself in a situation like that?
I was always told that basically a person who's in a vegetative state cannot do something that's immoral, so therefore you can't make sort of a positive action. You can't require a positive action from somebody for morality's sake.
All right, more on the way here. You can weigh in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Cell phone ban in crosswalks may be coming to a town near you. It's looking like perhaps Redwood City in California, San Mateo County is going to be possibly banning cell phones in crosswalks. They say it's for your own good. It's for your own safety. They want to save your life. And should they? Should they be able to do this? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Dan is in Nebraska. You can bring up whatever you want. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Melanie.
Hi, Dan.
Okay, so my dad works in, like, you know, education administration or whatever, and I always like to bring up the topic of school choice because, you know, politics isn't something that's, like, you know, taboo around the house. It's just something that's, like, very normal conversation.
So what does he have to say about that? I mean, I'm kind of curious about this, too. The arguments against parents being able to make decisions on where their kids go to school seem weak to me. Now, I don't know them all, and I'd be interested in what sort of somebody who was, you know, up to their neck in it and, you know, believed otherwise.
Well, and I guess first we might want to define school choice, because I've heard that term used in really what to me are weird ways. Are we talking about people just being able to pick what school they want to? Or, because up here I've heard people refer to school choice as bills that would give grants to private and homeschooling parents. And
okay,
to me, that's
so,
not school choice, but I just want to make sure what we're talking about.
So we're talking mostly just about the idea of charter schools in general, because Nebraska is one of the, like, seven or eight states that doesn't have it. So we are one of the only states that don't have that kind of thing in place. And basically the part where I always get stumped in the conversation is that he brings up that, you know, people who are, like, special needs are the most expensive to educate.
They are.
And charter schools can turn them down. and leave the most costly kids with the public schools.
That's correct.
What is the best like response if you're somebody who wants to, promote charter schools, which I feel like are a more liberty-oriented way of having a tax-involved schooling system? And, what would be a good response to that? Because
Well, first of all, anytime taxes are involved, there's no liberty. So you can just throw liberty right out the door. As long as people are being threatened to pay these taxes, whether they're being divvied into the government schools or the charter schools or school choice program or whatever, as long as tax is being taken from people at the threat of violence, you don't have liberty. You just have some sort of redistribution method that some people prefer over others.
You may have competition. It may increase competition, which is, a libertarian principle, but it is
The libertarian principle is non-aggression. That's all. A lot of libertarians agree with competition. They tend to support the free marketplace.
You tend to get competition when you don't have aggression, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. When you're going for charter schools, you're really just talking about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's just another way of organizing the government funds. And while I agree with Mark, there might be a modicum of competition in there. We've certainly seen plenty of examples.
I'd call it preferable generally.
We've certainly seen examples of charter schools that have failed. And maybe that's because they were saddled with having to obey all of the government diktats anyway.
Let's not forget the charter schools often get a small, less than half of the money per student that government schools get. So a charter school may get, I think here in New Hampshire, it's something slightly less than $5,000, but Keene, New Hampshire, in which we live, spends $16,000 per student.
I thought it was $20,000, but yeah, it's
per
a
year.
Lot.
I think that's high school students.
Okay.
There you have it. If you want to take your kid out of the government school, you're costing them $16,000 a year, but you're only getting $5,000 a year to send them to a charter school. So what a surprise! Some of the charter schools weren't able to do as good of a job.
But see, the other side of that argument is that the charter schools can do basically the same thing that the private prisons do, is cherry pick the easiest and the cheapest students and inmates, and then turn around and say, look how much more efficient we are when we only have easy cases with the same budget or even a less budget.
That's correct.
$20,000 a year is, I paid less than that for law school. That's insane. So we're dealing with a ridiculously high budget anyway. Most of that money isn't going to the teacher anyway.
Because of the nature of, government school and just bureaucracy, people are now striving to get their kid, designated special needs in some manner or another, so that their kid then gets a better education out of the public school.
And do you get a better education because your special needs? Didn't we hear about one teacher who was, locking these kids in a room and, leaving them there or something?
Would you like to if we find one story about a bad parent, are you going to come out against parenthood?
Look, let's
Ian, when you have smaller
question.
Class sizes, you have better education.
Maybe. Let's go back to the
most
original
the
question,
time.
Which was about how expensive it is to do these special needs kids' educations. And, of course, it's expensive when the government does something. It's always more expensive. Whatever it is that the government is doing, they're going to spend way more than they absolutely should.
But even in the market, it's going to be more expensive to teach a kid who has severe autism or Down syndrome than it is to teach a neurotypical kid.
Sure, but you better believe it would be half the price if you actually left it to market competition. Because
then
you'd have innovation.
Absolutely, but it would still be more, so the complaint that it costs more is still valid. It still would cost more.
But the reason why the complaint's being trotted out is that, the government needs to do this because government is supposed to take care of people from cradle to grave. And I would say that if we didn't have government schools, and again, I know that's not what you're arguing for, Dan, you're arguing for charter schools, and I can't really answer your question specifically.
Charter schools are government
schools. Yeah, exactly, which is why I can't really answer from what he wants me to answer it for, because I don't support that necessarily. I support abolishing all coercive funded education. And let people who need to raise money to take care of special kids raise the money to take care of them. Go and do fundraising in the market. Ask people for help. There are all kinds of charities out there that help people with all kinds of different problems. I mean, we were just talking about St. Jude. They raise money to help cancer kids. There's no reason why some special needs school would not be able to raise money to help kids with special needs. I mean, let's let people make choices for themselves and their money. And that includes that, that goes much much beyond the idea of simply having a charter school. It's just the idea of being able to choose how to spend your money from the word go. Go ahead, Dan.
I guess I don't really have anything else to add to that except for, the issue here, I guess, is that from what I can tell, I see a lot of like T-shirts and posters and stuff on both sides. So I think that like the idea of charter schools is being introduced to Nebraska. So if I can at least ask you, Ian, even though you believe both are theft, and to normal people, or people who don't really know anything about liberty ideas, it's not really like easy to just, you know, make the solution to abolish the government. So
sure.
would you say that charter schools are at least a more libertarian idea than?
I will. If Ian won't,
It's barely a step in the right direction.
I think it's the illusion of a better system more so than it is actually a better system.
Right, because they're all still beholden to the government school rules. And so it's basically them trying to operate a more independent school under the government rules.
If you took the public school and pulled the stats only for the best and easiest kids and published those stats instead of the real stats, I think that would look similar to what a charter school stats look like. Mm.
I like to take these issues back to first principles, and I want to go back to kids who with special needs. And we live in a world where parents, to some extent, get to decide whether or not they have special needs children. I'm not going to address whether or not that's moral or not to choose to terminate a pregnancy, but you know, there are tests, and in many cases, parents know whether they're going to have.
So you would know in advance if you're going to have.
In some cases,
for certain conditions.
And now, if I choose to have a special needs child, or if I don't, where is the incumbency upon you, Ian? How did you become obligated to financially support me in the education of my kid? If I decide I want to go out and work a job at Starbucks to get a little time away from my high-maintenance child, why do you have to pay for the special person who comes in and takes care of them? Why do you have to pay for the special
school? Because men with guns will throw me out of my house.
Right, but that's not a moral, that's a practical answer, not a moral one. The fact is there is no obligation. And the obligation is created from a societal standpoint by bureaucrats who want jobs. It's a job-making program, and it's supported by people who don't want to deal with the decisions they've made.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Out of time tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out Melanie and her text services over at tax.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.